If you allow yourself to dream, vividly imagine it in your mind, speak it out in faith, then according to God's word, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believing, you shall receive.
There's a power within you that you can completely transform your life spiritually, mentally, financially, and socially. It can set you on the high road to happiness, freedom, and peace of mind. This power lies dormant within you, and when you learn about it and begin to use this power, you can solve your problems, find your true place in life, and begin to live life more abundantly.
Welcome to All Things Are Possible podcast with your host, S.T. Smith, where you'll get the uncompromised word of God in bite-sized nuggets. So grab your Bible and get ready for some good news. Now here's your host, S.T. Smith.
Hello and welcome to All Things Are Possible. I'm your host, S.T. Smith, reminding you that Jesus is Lord. There's a power within you to solve all your problems, and all things are possible with God. So with the Word of God open on the screen in front of me, let's look at this week's nugget. I've seen people lifted up from frustration, sickness, poverty, and despair through the application of the three keys that was revealed to me when I was in a coma and since then. It's possible to enter into a life of almost unlimited power. If you've made Jesus your Lord, you're already connected with this infinite power, which can teach you all things. All that's necessary is that you have an open and receptive mind that you allow to be renewed, according to Romans 12:2. We can read about people from all walks of life that God inspired into new thoughts, ideas, which made them large fortunes, resulting in promotion and far greater opportunities when they learned to release their hidden talents through God's word. If you study the three keys that I outlined in the earlier podcasts and the simple techniques, you'll attract the right friends. You'll attract the right partner in life, the ideal people in your business or professional field, and what people call kindred spirits who harmonize with you and who are interested in the same ideas, plans, and purposes. This amazing power within you can furnish all the wealth you need, provide you with your dream house, bring prosperity, enabling you to be, to do, and to have, and to go where you want to go according to your heart's desire. There have been people that have operated in this power throughout the world. You know what it is? This power is the presence of God in man. To be aware of this power and to utilize it in your life is your divine birthright. This is why Jesus came. I've tried to outline in these podcasts how this divine power inside us can flow through our mind and body and business and all other phases of our lives so that we no longer have to live a life of limitation and lack and difficulties, but we can rise up like the eagle and with the wings of eagle heal and with the imagination and faith to the realm of unlimited resources, dominion, and joy. Hallelujah. My prayer is that as you listen to these short bite-sized nuggets, as I call them, that you'll realize more and more this power that's within you and your own mind, and you can begin to use it immediately as it's responsive to the thoughts of your renewed mind. This power is stronger than any nuclear bomb we can create and more than all the energies and explosives in the whole world. It's the power of the infinite, unlimited, and inexhaustible God inside of us. You know, over the years, I've been able to recognize men and women that have made this power real in their lives and set it in operation in their businesses and home lives and finances. I've seen a lot of the awesome results that they've achieved. But you know, they can also be ours. Through these podcasts, I've tried to show how to apply the methods of this power and prayer. I believe as we consciously decide to apply the three keys that we can make use of this miracle working power to eliminate confusion, misery, lack, and failure. It'll sever us from emotional and physical bondage and place us on the road to the fulfillment of our dreams. I've tried to use ordinary everyday language and make these podcasts as down to earth and practical as possible. I believe the keys that we discussed are simple to apply in the mental realm. And when we continue to renew our minds according to God's word, and then we can apply it in our everyday life. It's been over 50 years now since I was shown those three keys. I didn't ask for them. I didn't pray for them. I didn't even know they existed. But God in His wisdom, through my spirit man, showed up and revealed truth. Through God's Spirit, He opens up the way for us to operate in His divine nature, His law and order. 2 Peter 1:4 says, "We're given exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." The knowledge of God has given us all the promises and the Word of God for the purpose of allowing us to partake of God's divine nature. What an awesome thing. It's important to realize that God's divine nature is already in every true believer, but the Word of God is what enables us to partake of it. I believe this is the very power that Satan was after when he tempted mankind. Then, of course, mankind gave it to him. I remember reading about a man who had been born in the ghetto with all its limitations. He got a hold of the message of faith and the message that God was within him and he had the power within him if he would just renew his mind to the Word. What he began to do was play a game in his mind, imagining all the great ways he would utilize money, as if he already had it. Even from time to time, he would have conversations within himself on the wise use of money. He formed a picture in his mind of graduating from college, opening his own business, traveling all over the world, sending worthy young people to college and paying their expenses. Well, he won a scholarship, married a wealthy woman, graduated cum laude, opened his own business, and prospered in an amazing way. He eventually retired a multimillionaire. He says that money is simply a thought image in our mind, and our inner speech can manifest all we want. Remember in Mark 11:23 that Jesus said we can have what we say? What he did was establish a mental pattern in his mind and claim that God's power and the Holy Spirit working in him took the pattern in his mind and caused it to be engraved in his spirit man. The power source. He made a habit of this. Did you know that God's Holy Spirit and all this power is instantly available to you? And if you need healing in your body through the power of God's Word, you can receive that healing right now. All this is based on the unfailing universal laws of God's Word, which never fail. His Word will heal us, protect us, prosper us, give us peace now in this world. Remember 1 John 4:17, as Jesus is, so are we in this world, not in the sweet by and by, but now in this world, in this life. Jeremiah 1:12 says that God watches over his word to perform it. Religion tends to put all the blessings of God out into the future after we go to heaven. But Jesus came to bring us life and to demonstrate that life now in this world, to show us how, through the power of his word, we can manifest all that we need to live an abundant life and to help share this message to usher millions of people into the kingdom of God. Remember, Jesus said to pray that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That means now. You can bring into your life more power, more wealth, more health, more happiness by learning to operate in the three keys outlined in previous episodes. Learn to release the hidden power of the Holy Spirit now to bring all these blessings into your life and those of your family and friends. You know, I read about a guy named Henry Flagler, the Standard Oil multimillionaire. He was interviewed by a magazine reporter. He stated that the secret of his marvelous success was to imagine a thing as a finished form. Doesn't that sound familiar? Kind of like Romans chapter 4:17, which says, "God which quickens the dead and calls things that be not as though they were." He visioned the whole project, and the project has been completed. Knowing there was oil in the ground, he would imagine tracks on the ground with trains running, people going to work, talking and laughing, the trains, whistles blowing. He was a guy that literally started from scratch. He said he would literally and persistently imagine the end, the final result, and all the forces of God came to his aid. He attracted the necessary money, the right geologists, equipment, associates, and all the necessary things for fulfillment of his dream. We talked before about how important it is to have goals in life, right? Focus your attention on them. imagine them, meditate on them, remain faithful to yourself and to God's word and that mental picture that you put into your mind and your imagination, and you'll see things begin to happen in your life. Look, this isn't mind science. It's God science. It's God's immutable word science. I've studied this subject thoroughly. And for centuries, it's been said that the imagination was the workshop of God. Remember, the God within us knows all and sees all. And that power knows the answer to all the questions we have. The word says in John 16:13, that the Holy Spirit will show us things to come. Let the word of God be a guide to you at all times. Meditate on it frequently. And understand that the power of Satan has been destroyed. His deception has been revealed, and we can extinguish all his fiery darts that he throws at us, all the curveballs of life, the fear, the lack of limitation has been overcome through the power of Jesus' name. Remember in John 10:10, Jesus said, "I have come that you may have life and that you might have it more abundantly." God bless you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and come back for the next episode, where S.T. Smith teaches how all things are possible through God's Word.